Man, I done got excited now. I got a real guest here this morning, y'all. The Stephen Marjorie Harvey Foundation, which is my wife and I, we've got a new partnership this year for the first time ever, and it's with the United States Fish and Wildlife Service.
I know you like that, though.
Yes.
You know I love to fish. I almost went over there and sat in the same chair with this dude.
On his lap.
Yeah, just sat in his lap and wanted to tell him what I wanted for next Christmas.
Swinging your legs.
So this is a great thing for me. Joining us is the Southwest Regional Director of the Southwest of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And we're pleased to have him join us for the first time. Please welcome to the show, Dr. Benjamin Tuggle. All
right. Welcome, welcome. Good morning, Dr.
Benjamin Tuggle.
Thank you.
So for those of us that aren't familiar with this organization, tell us briefly about the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Well, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is the preeminent conservation organization in the world, actually, when it comes to the protection of and conservation of plants, animals, and their habitats in the United States. What people don't really realize is in the United States, we are the envy of the world as it relates to our natural resources. Mm. And so we are in charge, one of the premier and primary agencies responsible for protecting them.
Wow, he has a great voice.
Now, what does this do for the American people? Because, well, I know the answer to that, I would, but what does it benefit the American people there? Then, because of what the work you guys do, it enables Americans to what?
It's about the environment, Steve. Mm-hmm. I think probably more than anything else. You know, when I was a kid, I took for granted that I was outside. Mm-hmm. And these kids are now indoors, you know, doing their video games and things like that. Well, it's a lot of work that's been done that when kids get outside, their attention deficit goes away. They have a chance to be creative. They have a chance to exercise. The obesity in this country is one that we're going to have to deal with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the service is concerned that, for two reasons, that we invest in young people because mm-hmm. I'm 58 years old. I'm going to retire. I need young people to replace me that have the same kind of stewardship and heritage relationship with our natural resources so that we can have them for future generations.
So is that one of the reasons that you guys are committed to a program like this?
Absolutely. I think the other reason that I'm personally committed is because there are not as many minority representatives in the natural resource careers.
Right.
And these are legitimate jobs. And the demographics of this country are changing. And until we get the same level of representation in these kinds of jobs, we're going to have a problem in terms of the heritage long term. Mm-hmm.
Now, the Fish and Wildlife Services, you have some youth jobs available now.
We do.
What are the types of jobs are available, and how can we get more info about these jobs?
The primary program that we use is the Youth Conservation Corps. And these are kids that normally are about 15, 18, 19 years old, still in high school. And we hire them on our refuges, United States National Wildlife Refuges. We hire them at our fish hatcheries. We hire them for other programs, and they get outside and they actually work with us.
Doctor, you hang on.
Yeah.
Because we come back, I want you to tell them how they can be a part of some of these jobs that's
excellent.
Available for young people out there. Thank you. We'll be back with Dr. Benjamin Tuggle.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.